WABC, Action Central News.
Transit officials now believe that human error is the culprit in the crash of two number two IRT subway trains near the Utica Avenue station in Brooklyn this afternoon. The motorman allegedly responsible for the crash was trapped in his cab, seriously injured for several hours. Sybil Morgan of the Transit Authority gives WABC News details on the number of injured.
We've had over 100 people treated on the scene. There have been 5 to 6 people who were seriously injured. Of that number, 2 were taken to the neighboring hospitals, either St. Mary's, Kings County, or Brookdale hospitals in Brooklyn.
In addition, one woman suffered a heart attack right after the crash. More than 100 subway riders were evacuated from the tunnel by police and firemen. Word just in, the motorman injured in this afternoon's train collision in Brooklyn has been pronounced dead at the scene. Officials say he had been crushed to death. ABC's Irv Chapman is at the scene of the crash in Brooklyn, and he asked one of the passengers, Carl Reed, what it was like at the time of the collision.
I was in a car that got hit.
What did you see? What happened?
Well, I see, I was sitting there, and I saw a shadow, you know, like a train approaching. And next thing you know, like in a split second, bang, you know, a big wham like a bomb explodes or something.
WABC News Time, 5:57. It's 74 degrees and partly cloudy in New York. Now, let's see if we can get the update of shadow traffic and Joe Nolan. Joe?
Well, Rick, we're pretty good shape around the area, at least on the roads. No real serious problems. Only accident around us northbound on the Palisades Parkway at exit 1. 2-car accident has been cleared. Only minor delays there. If you are going to be traveling out onto the subways, number 7s are back. Again, all kinds of problems out in Brooklyn, 2, 3, 4s, and 5s. Not because of, well, because of the problem, but they also have the 3, 4s, and 5s that run through there, so they're going to be delayed, too. Up to 20-minute delays, I do believe. Long Island Railroad back on. Close to schedule. Looking pretty good out there just about everywhere. I am Joe Nolan with WABC's Shadow Traffic.
It may seem ironic to many that the subway collision occurred on the first day of the new higher 75-cent fare. At any rate, Jim McGowan, Director of Governmental Affairs for the Auto Club of New York, fears that part of the mass transit bailout plan will hit the motorist in the pocketbook hard.
We've taken the position that the oil company taxes proposed by Governor Kerry are actually going to be paid for by motorists. And we estimate, in fact, that the three taxes on oil companies could actually drive up gasoline prices by about 3.5 cents a gallon, so that they're nothing more than a backdoor increase in the state's gasoline tax of about 50%, because it's now set at 8 cents a gallon. Highway users, as far as we're concerned, are paying more than their fair share, and we don't see any excuse for squeezing more revenues out of them, no matter what the purpose.
And this reminder to all who want to enjoy a safe and colorful 4th tomorrow, with so many outstanding events scheduled for the metropolitan area. If you like fireworks, let the pros handle them. There's the big Macy's fireworks display over New York Harbor tomorrow night, for instance. And remember, it's strictly against the law for any private person to sell, possess, or ignite firecrackers or fireworks in New York City, and there's a good reason for that. Jersey officials are still trying to locate 4 prisoners who commandeered a milk truck and escaped from the Trenton State Prison today. 2 other would-be escapees never made it. 1 was recaptured quickly, the other shot and taken to a hospital. Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko is a visitor to Poland today, and the Warsaw regime at least has the welcome mat out for him. Meantime, the Polish powers that be are trying to clean house, Soviet style. Jerry King reports from Warsaw.
It is the first major change in the government here in Poland since last summer's labor unrest started the whole process of re-examining government policies. The fact that Prime Minister Jaruzelski announced his new cabinet on television during the now regular broadcasts of parliamentary debates, and that the quick vote of approval was also shown, is an example of the swing toward a greater degree of democracy here. The changes themselves, though, seem more superficial than substantive at first glance. Still, Jaruzelski calls it a very important step in the implementation of economic reform.
WABC News Time, 5:59, just before Howard Cosell Sports, and then more of Ben Ingram's 20th anniversary program. Here's WABC's exclusive radar weather. Changeable skies through Sunday, warm and very humid, with the ever-present chance of a shower, thunderstorm, and patchy fog at night. The overnight lows near 70, tomorrow's high 84, Sunday's high up near 87. I'm Rick James. It's 74 degrees at WABC, New York's radio station.
Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell, speaking of sports, brought to you by Datsun, which would like to suggest that if you're looking for a new car or a truck, for value, economy, and quality, have a Datsun. It's good for you. Have a happy and safe 4th of July, everyone. And in the meantime, look for a possible breakthrough, finally, this weekend in the baseball players' strike. Look for it because both sides are ready for it, because both sides have suffered enough, and because they know the country is ready for it. Now, this is based not upon sure information, upon information yet, but just a feeling I get from both sides. It is possible at last to see an end to this thing. If it doesn't end this weekend, with the Player Relations Committee coming into New York for meetings tomorrow, heaven knows when it will end, if at all, this season. I'll be back in 60 seconds.
If you know what's good for you, you'll do your trucking in a Datsun.
Have a Datsun. It's good for you.
It's good for you.
Datsun pickups work so well, they do the impossible. Get more power from less gas than last year, thanks to their unique Hemi engine.
Have a Datsun. It's good for you.
It's good for you.
A five-speed Datsun pickup is good for you. No other gas-powered pickup beats Datsun's EPA estimated 27 mpg, 36 highway. Use 27 for comparison. Your mileage may differ. Highway mileage will probably be less. Nearly 9 out of 10 Datsun pickups built in the past 12 years are still on the job. Yes, Datsun is driven, and that's good for you.
For the Datsun.
Now back to the sports scene. The Wimbledon women's finals, a bust. Anna Mandlikova played poorly, nervously, fell apart. An easy victory for Chrissy Evert-Lloyd, 6-2, 6-2, her third Wimbledon title. Women's doubles went to Martina Navratilova and Pam Shriver. Men's doubles, John McEnroe and Peter Fleming, the champions. For McEnroe, may be an augury of things to come. I don't care what's written about him. I don't condone his tactics on the court. Although if you know the boy, you know that he's mad at himself more than he is at the officials. I do care about what the British press tried to do to him. I don't care whether it's the First Amendment in this country or freedom of the press as it exists in England. Freedom of the press is not a warrant to be almost obscene in your line of questioning. And anybody who's human can be upset by an arrogance that amounts almost to obscenity. What John McEnroe does in his personal life is his own business. He's a kid of 22, catapulted into prominence beyond his own belief, unprepared for that kind of prominence. No different from the way Mickey Mantle was when he was a kid ball player and suddenly a superstar. You've got to have some human understanding about this and not an attempt to take advantage of them by some self-motivated writer. This is Howard Cosell.
The most music on
77 WABC.
WABC, New York.
Ingram's 20 years. Congratulations, Ben.
Brag again.
WABC.
20 years I've been here, and 20 years I've watched my sideburns get gray, and hair by agonizing hair. But I don't believe in the mirror. I think the mirror lies. I do think the mirror lies, because somewhere in my head, I'm about to, I used to be 18 for a long time. Now I'm somewhere around 29. You really want to know? I'm 46. I started here when I was 26, 20 years ago, in 1961. And one of the things I wanted to say before I went any further in the show, I suppose more properly this belongs at the end, but there's some other things I want to do, is I would like to just take a moment to pay respect to the memory of a dear friend, the man who hired me in New York. And frankly, if you listen to the tape that I gave him from which he hired me, I'm amazed that he heard anything in there worth hiring, because I listened to it today, and it's pretty poor. The late Hal Neal. He's responsible for me being here. You're responsible for me staying here. But he's the guy who brought me in, gave me the latitude to do some things that, a lot of people wouldn't really like to have happen on their radio station in those days. He let me have a little bit of room to fool around with, and it made the difference, because I think the one thing that I did in those days that I like to think I do now is try to talk to you honestly and openly and say something that might be maybe a little hoo-hoo-hoo, but nothing that's going to hurt anybody. And he had the courage and, I guess, the foresight to let me do that. If it hadn't been for Hal Neal, I'd still be somewhere in Kansas City. Probably making a good buck and having a good time, but not at this level.
Cal, wherever you are, I love you. You were my friend. Thank you. Now let's go back to 1972.
To be clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people were saying, my God, that's tough. She stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go on as I did on my own, alone again. Naturally.
Gilbert O'Sullivan, the number one tune in 1972 on WABC.
WABC's Dan Ingram.
I always felt that WABC's Dan Ingram meant that I was in the clutches of this station somehow. They almost did once. They got mad at me for this, and I'm going to play it again because I think we can say this on the air. At least I hope we can. Ever since Archie Brunker started saying G's instead of G and hell and damn and all those words. Well, I think I'm over my hell and damn quotient for the hour. I better cool it. I only allowed one. But I'll tell you the story of this, and you'll hear it again. And this is what happened on the air because I goofed and said what I was trying not to say. See, the thing was you weren't supposed to say that word, which, well, it had to do with fecal matter. And I was in my agent's office. And there was a lady who has since passed away, bless her soul, name of Merrill Pecker. And she did auditioning for commercials. And we were sitting there talking to each other, and the joke was, nobody's named Merrill, which was supposedly funny, you know, those cynical people in showbiz. And then I said to myself, well, what happens if Merrill Pecker married Joe Cocker? She'd be Merrill Pecker Cocker. And then I said, how about if she married the heir to the Smucker's Jam fortune? She'd be Merrill Pecker Cocker Smucker. And it went on like that. It was all very funny and very innocent and kind of risque, but not, you know, nothing really not bad. And that got on my mind as I was walking over here because my agent used to be on Madison Avenue. He's down on, he's the best agent in the world. His name is Don Buchwald. And if you're in the business and want a great agent, he's the guy who can get you to start him because he's great. Anyway, I walked from his old office on Madison Avenue over to 6th. I was thinking about Smucker's Jam and Schick House Franks and other words like that. And this is what happened, and I blew it.
News before the hour, a service of ABC, the most music on WABC, New York.
WABC, Dan Ingram.
Nightmare last night, and I dreamt that we had feedback is what I dreamt. Sorry, dear. I dreamt that I got a commercial, and the manufacturers of Smucker's Jam and Schick House Meats and Schlitz Beer all got together and formed a corporation called the Schlick Schick House Schick House Smuck. I said it wrong, didn't I? I tried. Well, it's been a nice career.
I want to tell you, I got cold. And I hate to tell you where I got cold. But I was, took a couple days, stuck my head in the next day, and when I came on the air, I did a whole bunch of tongue twisters just to prove I could do them. You know, like Theophilus Thistle, successful thistles, thistles, and sifting a simple of unsifted thistles, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. See the down sifting a simple of unsifted thistles, thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of thy thumb. Success to the successful thistle sifter. Well, I can say that, but I couldn't say... I'm not going to say it because I'll blow it. Well, let's move on in terms of music. Let's get up to 1973 and one of the prettiest number one tunes of all. Incidentally, I must remind you again, this weekend we're bringing you the songs that reached number one in New York all weekend long on New York's radio station, our number one song weekend. And this was the number one song of 1973.
Dan Ingram, W.
on the telephone right now with the man who has been somewhat responsible for my fortunes over the years. His name is Don Buchwald. And, Don, you're on the air.
Oh, gee, me?
You on right on the Very Electric Radio Theater, the Ingram thing.
I can't believe it. I'm really touched by this broadcast, you know, the accolades from all your fellow workers there and the whole thing. And I just want to say I really respect you now more than ever. And because of that, our company is going to reduce their commission to 10% starting Monday.
Wait a minute. You're only supposed to have been taking 10% all these years.
Oh, but I blew it.
Oh. Hey, Don, thanks for calling.
Terrific.
Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's a nice man. He's not only a very talented man, but he's the kind of an agent that can sit down and talk with people very rationally and bilk them. It's wonderful. He's a good chap. All right, there's something very, very special that I want to play for you, but first I want to do the record that started the whole disco craze, which is an interesting milestone in our career here at WABC. It was probably the first really, truly disco-type record. It was by the Hughes Corporation, and it was the number one tune in 1974.
Voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Corporation. I always thought of a derriere when I thought of it. I don't know why, but it seemed like Howard Hughes was about to sit down when I heard it. Oh, yes, I remember this jingle. We used to use this a lot we had it for about 2 years, then we dropped it for some reason. I don't think the general manager liked it or something, some reason like that. It was just an idea I had, and somebody recorded it, so I used it, and this is the way it sounded.
Dan Ingram Electric Radio is on the
It was dull, come to think of it. It was really going too far. I am a disc jockey. My parents, both of them, are musicians, and they live in Malvern, Long Island, and like I said, I went to Lindner Place School as a youngster, I was 7 years old when we moved there, and I remember very vividly what time we moved there, because my dad was up in the attic, he was putting in some insulation, and it was December 7th. And the news came over about Pearl Harbor, and he stood up and hit his head on a roof beam. He was very disturbed. And I thought, after all these years of being a disc jockey one time, a couple years back, that since my dad was a musician and since he used to sing with a lot of bands, that I ought to play one of his records. So I got hold of his record of a tune called By a Waterfall. And the record was cracked, and I took it home, and I had a studio at the time. De-ticked it, as they say, which means putting it on tape at a very fast speed and then cutting out the little clicks and pops and tried to make it good and re-equalized it. I even put it into a splitter and made stereo out of it just for laughs. But anyway, I took the record and I brought it in one day, and this is what happened at the close of that show.
Maybe
to 1933.
By a waterfall, I'm calling you. We can share it all beneath a ceiling of blue. We'll spend a heavenly day.
On to this year, which I guess kind of brings us up to date, doesn't it? Sure. We had the hostages freed on January 20th as President Carter left office. In March, and I hope this doesn't signal a cycle. We've seen cycles of violence. The attempt on President Reagan's life in Washington, he was shot in the chest.
Oh, yeah.
U.S. Secretary Jim Brady shot through the brain. Secret Service agent and D.C. cop also injured there. Then in May, perhaps even more shocking, strangely, we've become accustomed, sadly, to this type of violence in this country, but an attempt was made on the life of the Pope. Pope John Paul II gunned down in St. Peter's Square. He was in the hospital for about a month left, and he's back in the hospital again with a virus problem growing from all that. And what may turn out to be one of the big political stories of this year, we'll wait and see. A coalition of conservative Democrats team up with minority Republicans in the House to score several successive victories for President Reagan over the liberal House leadership. Then in June, the baseball strike hit, and we learned the Columbus minor league baseball team is called the Clippers.
And our engineer, Bob Horvath, who thought he had it on Cushy City, because he got the duty to go do the Yankees games. Well, first of all, he was down in Lauderdale with the, you know, down there during spring training, and he had a good time, from what I understand. And now, you know, he's supposed to be in New York most of the time, but all of a sudden he's living in Cleveland.
Columbus.
I mean, Columbus. Cleveland's bad enough. Columbus.
Now, careful. Howard was just made Man of
Howard
the Year.
Howard Cosell was the Cleveland Man of the Year, and somehow it just seems logical to me. he didn't know. He said something very nice about Cleveland on the air. But we do have the Columbus Clippers. As a matter of fact, we have them on tonight at 7:30, right after Art Russ Jr. does his sports talk show. And is that kind of brings us up to
date? That's it, except we're forgetting Joe. We can't do that.
Joe Nolan is standing at his truncheon there, his stanchion, or whatever they chain him up to, with WABC Shadow Traffic. We got a lot of traffic this time, I hope?
No.
No?
And on July 17th, 1980.
Yes.
This traffic reporter came to this microphone.
That's true, as a matter
of fact.
The first
time.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Right.
And one of the funnier things that you did that I heard on the radio was when Jack Packard said his real name at 6 o'clock in the morning one day.
Bernie Wagonblast.
He said, Bernie Wagonblast, and you, for the first time I ever heard you, except, well, today I found that it happened a lot, but you lost it.
I did.
You
huh?
laughed. That I remember that one.
I shouldn't laugh at people's names. I mean,
No. You laughed because he said his, and you said, ah, Bernie, let it out. You just started laughing.
Well, it's funny, but you see, I can't ever make fun of people's names. See, my you want to know my real name?
I'll tell you my
real name.
Go ahead.
My real name is Daniel Trombley Ingram. That's a French-Canadian name.
Yes.
Because my grandfather was French-Canadian on my mother's side. And I once took a trip, went to the Hotel Frontenac in Quebec.
The Sherry Frontenac.
Yeah,
beautiful.
And went there and spent a weekend, had a wonderful weekend. And the first thing I did when I got into the room was look for my roots. I went to the phone book and found pages and pages of Trombleys.
Really?
It was wonderful, yeah.
Truly amazing.
Yeah, okay. Now tell me some traffic goodies.
Transit Authority says that everything is okay except for the 2, 3, 4s, and 5s, which were tied up before. Southbound Cross Island Parkway, heavy from the Long Island Expressway, the Union Turnpike, a two-vehicle accident there in the right lane. And that's it. Everything else is just absolutely fine. So, Mr. Ingram, sir, happy anniversary once
thank
again.
Thank you.
And I am Joan Holland with WABC Shadow Traffic.
I do thank you kindly, sir, and I thank you, Rick James, because I tell you, your contribution today has been enormous. I've never seen so many sheets of yellow newsroom paper since something major happened outside this place, and that's an incredible amount of work you've done. I really appreciate it.
I may have gone over budget on the paper. It could be grim for a while.
You mean I have to read off towels again?
Well, while we're thanking people, I want to thank Joe Weil, who prepared the current day newscast so I could be in here listening to this. Otherwise, I would have been forced to call in sick and listen to it at home. I wouldn't have missed it.
Thank you, Rick. Really appreciate it. We're going to go back to it's another disco tune. It was 1975 when it was the number one tune of the year.
Happy 20th anniversary to you. Happy 20th anniversary to you. 20 years of Dan Ingram on WABC. Ooh.
Oh, come on already. We got a lady on the telephone right now who called me all the way from Los Angeles, and I am absolutely flattered that she called. Hello, Dionne Warwick.
Hello there, Dan Ingram.
How come you... I'm fine. How come you're coming all, calling all the way from Los Angeles?
Well, I figured that if you're going to celebrate 20 years of doing anything at all, you might as well be congratulated.
Well, I appreciate that, lovely lady.
It's really a pleasure.
Well, I thank you for calling. It's awful nice of you to do that. I hope you... What's that?
We're going to do this again in November, you see. I'll be celebrating my 20th then.
I'll call you wherever you are.
Oh, you got a promise?
You know it.
Okay.
Drop me a note and tell me where you're going to be so I can call you.
Well, let's see. In November, I should be... might be on the East Coast. You never know. I might just come on up. We'll do something together there.
I think that's a great idea. And I tell you what, I won't even call collect.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Dionne.
My pleasure, and happy anniversary, babe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now that is a real artist, a real star, Miss Dionne Warwick. I'm very flattered. I had no idea all the way from the coast yet. That's really incredible. A couple other people did that too? Were they on tape? Oh, okay.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I'm Purvis Jackson of the Spinners, and I'd like to congratulate Mr. Dan Ingram on his 20th anniversary. I would also like to compliment you, Dan, on your fine standards of broadcasting over the years. It's unique, and may you enjoy many, many more years of success.
Thank you very much. One more? Oh, good.
Hi, this is Karen Carpenter.
And this is Richard Carpenter.
And we're just calling to say happy 20th anniversary to Dan Ingram, and congratulations.
And may they be 100 more.
Yeah. Bye.
Oh, mercy. 120 years. And the air. Hello. You remember back before we had video? Right. Oh, well. I have something for... What do I have up next? I've absolutely forgotten. Oh, yeah. A record by the Manhattans. We did our first live concert just about a year ago with the Manhattans. And their tune in 1976 was the number one tune of the year. And it went something like this. Remember...
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
I went to the principal's office and he was talking to me.
I called you here today.
What do you want?
A bit of bad news.
I'm graduating. There's no bad news, principal. I mean, come on. I mean, after all.
I won't be able to see you anymore.
Oh, I told you it was all over. It was just one of those...
Because of my obligations.
I know. Your other
ties
friend.
That you have.
Yes, I have two ties, both very narrow.
We've been meeting here.
Yes, right.
Every day.
In the office with the door closed, attention slip. I know.
And since this is our last day together...
Well, I hope I'm going to graduate, yeah.
I want to hold you.
Oh, come on. Please.
Just one more time.
No. Oh, please, Mr. Principal.
When you turn and walk away...
Yeah. Yes?
Don't look back.
I won't look back. I don't turn to salt.
I want to remember you. Just like this.
All right, can I turn now?
Let's just kiss.
No.
And say goodbye.
You have salami for lunch? Good grief.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done, oh's wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. And say goodbye. I'm gonna miss you, I can't lie.
Oh, that's nice. That's Kiss and Say Goodbye. Manhattan's taking you back all the way back to 1976, which is a little frightening to say it was 5 years ago, and you think about it. There are a lot of people who consider themselves jingle freaks. They are people, and if you haven't been on radio, you know what a jingle freak is. There are people who record jingles and collect jingles, and they're fierce about it. The only jingle freak I know who really went straight and got in the business and became a guy who produces jingles is one of the best in the business. He owns a company called Jam. It's in Dallas, Texas, and his name is John Wolford, and he does our jingles for us. But before he did our jingles, there was another guy who had a company called PAMS. Very similar sounding name, but totally different. His name was Bill Meeks. Also a very talented guy. He's working in Nashville now, producing records, and I hope making a fortune. I haven't talked in a long time. But he came in one day, and, well, I'll tell you what happened. I did this on the air, and it'll explain itself, because he took this and put it in his Christmas tape for his production company. And this is the way it sounded.
Bobby, there's more important things to do here. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in our studio with our show today is a representative from PAMS Productions, which is the firm which records our jingles in Dallas, Texas. And the PAMS people, he can't hear me, he's in the control room. The PAMS people don't know that we use only one or two of the many, many jingles they recorded for us, so we're going to turn the speaker on and give them we're going to play a medley of all the jingles I almost never use. Okay, let's do it first. That for a while, and it went out of style, and we had this one.
Big Dan.
We have never used that one. Now we have this one here. Never used this at all.
Big Dan.
Not once.
Gonna treat you right. 77
WABC.
Let's have some fun.
The Southwest accent. Anyway, then it was this one.
You're
right
with me.
Never used this one. Never. And then there was this one, of course. And then, of course, there's this one which we have used.
Five. WABC, New York.
This is new.
And he took it good-naturedly, and of course he put it in his Christmas tape and sent it all over the country. And now, because Jingle Freaks, I think it's about time they heard some jingles without a whole lot of stuff on top of them, I'm going to play about 20 or so jingles and drive my engineer crazy because we don't have that many. So for all Jingle Freaks, so you're ready if you're a Jingle Freak. You got your machine going? Here you go. That's the one.
He's in!
Big Dan.
He's on!
Dan Ingram Electric Radio's here. He's on.
WABC's Water Conservation Project. If you have an idea for water conservation, send it to us.
Get out of here.
Out.
WABC.